Well, good morning, Sower Nation. Welcome to a new week. It is Monday, January the 20th, in the year of our Lord, 2025. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. We are going to begin this week. See if you can guess how we're going to get started today. Yes, before the Lord, waking up the inmost being, the sanctuary of our inmost being. We're going to consecrate. Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Abba, Father, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Yes, Abba, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our entry today is entitled, How Do We Punch the Devil? Our text is Matthew chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. Hear now the word of the Lord. The tempter came to him and said, If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. Jesus answered, It is written, Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. There's a lot of chaff on the internet, and there's also a lot of good seed. Is it worth it to sift through all the chaff to get to the grain? The verdict is still out for me. Last week, I came across a choice video post of a mother driving her children to school. She was leading them to rehearse what she called their, and I quote, Christocentric declarations. That's powerful. A young mom calling out the Christocentric declarations. Bam. It was so powerful, though, to watch this particular child who was every bit of 5 years old put everything she had and more into these affirmations. I'm going to share them with you here. I am the righteous of God. I was born in Jesus Christ. I am the redeemed of the Lord. I am the beloved of Abba. All my sins are forgiven. I am passionately loved by God. I am powerfully helped by God. I am kept and protected by God. I am irrevocably blessed. I am eternally forgiven. I am healed by the Lord. I enjoy angelic assistance. I have the favor and wisdom of God. Nothing is against me. Nothing dies in my hands. I am never stranded. The supernatural is natural to me. God loves me more than the devil hates me. You see what I mean? At this point, as the litany has ended in the video, the mom, who has been punctuating these affirmations with her yeses and amens, shouts aloud herself. She says, Now scream it! And the little girl, in a spirit of sheer exuberance, shouts at the top of her lungs, Grace is working for me. Oh, gosh, I love it just saying it. The whole engagement is a stunning modern-day picture of what Deuteronomy 6, verses 6 and 7 looks like, which says, These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up. And we might add, of course, we wouldn't add to the Word of God, but on your way to school, if you want to see and experience what all true liturgy aspires to become, I'm putting the Facebook and the Instagram links in today's post. I hope they'll work. I especially love what the mother said at the beginning of the exercise. She asked her daughter, "How do we punch the devil?" And the child answered, "By saying the word of God." Isn't that precisely what is going on in Matthew 4 with Jesus in the wilderness and the confrontation with Satan? The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." And with every successive temptation, Jesus punches the devil by speaking the word of God, straight out of Deuteronomy in this instance. It is written, it is written, it is written. In the caption section of her post, the mom commented on how her daughter, Jemima, was grumpy that day and didn't want to say her Christocentric declarations. I love it the way her mother encouraged her to do it anyway. And my goodness, by the time she was done with them, I wanted to join in the fun. How about making a daily declaration out of your new word for this new year? Grace is working for you too. Let's pray our prayer for illumination. Lord Jesus, Word of God, from before the beginning, our great teacher, thank you for teaching us how to punch the devil by speaking the Word of God. And thank you for this dear mother and her precious little girl who encourage us to join the fight against the enemy of our souls. Jesus, thank you that you came to destroy the work of the devil. Indeed, one little word shall fell him. Awaken us to this powerful work and working of the Word of God. It is written. Train me to declare your word every single day, especially when I don't feel like it. It will be for your glory, for others' gain, and for my good. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Well, got a couple of journal prompts for us this morning. Have you discovered, maybe I should say how have you discovered the power of declaring the word of the Lord in your everyday life? Have you ever thought of it as punching the devil? I'd love to know your daily declarations of God's word. And now, if you're on Facebook, we have a super engaged wake-up call group. I don't know if you call it a group, a page. Anyhow, I put the link in the journal prompts part of the email today. That group out there, and I'm involved with it, would love to hear about how you're declaring the Word of God every day. So you can get that link and join the Facebook group. I think you have to request entry, but we're going to let you in, okay? Good news. And then I put a link there about, you know, we're January 17th. I'm sorry, I'm recording this on the 17th. This is Friday when I'm recording. This will air on Monday, and that will be January 20th. So a solid 10 days left. And of course, we're going to give grace even after that, because we work with Jesus, and grace is working for us, friends. But 10 days here, let's just call it, to get in your new word for this new year. There's a link I put there. It takes you 30 seconds. I want to know, we're way up over 2,000 now. And of course, you know, my goal was like 10,000, but I'm happy for every single one. And we're going to run the marathon all year with these words. So jump in there and get in the game. Now we're going to sing here in just a minute. We're going to sing, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." Boy, that's a punch the devil kind of a song. In fact, Martin Luther, that's exactly what he was doing as he wrote this hymn. It is one of the great hymns of the church. Now, the bad news is I'm away from my hymnal, and you're going to have to look it up. "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." Of course, you may not have a hymnal. You can get these words online. That's how I'm going to get them today. I've all but learned this hymn over the years. But you're like, what's going on with you? You got the date wrong. You don't have your hymnal. Well, I'm not in place this week. I'm not in Gillette this latter part of this week. I've come over to Franklin, Tennessee, which is the global international headquarters for Seedbed. And I've been doing some video filming work with our incredible team here. Good news, we got coming out this March at some point, my next kind of release, and it's going to be on 1 John, how the love of Jesus guides the gospel. 1 John. And of course, there's a book that'll come out there. I came and filmed a seven-week resource. I came and filmed small group, Sunday school class, large group, little 20-minute video teachings through 1 John. And come Easter of this year, we're going to invite churches, anybody, but I'm particularly trying to reach out to so many church leaders and say, you know, Easter's not the finish line, it's the launching pad. And what a great opportunity to invite the church, and particularly maybe the new people who've come to visit you through Lent and Easter Sunday, perhaps, to dive in with you into the Word of God. 1 John is perfect for that. And so we're working on that. I'm excited about the daily kind of wake up call styled book that'll come out alongside it. And so just be ready. It's coming. And I appreciate your prayers for me. This is challenging work. And I'm delighted to do it. And I believe it's helping the church. But encourage your pastor to look into it. Sometimes those days after Easter, it's kind of like churches can do so much through Lent to get to Easter. And you're like, "He is risen." And then the leaders are like, "We're dead." And that's the moment to really rise and to start running in the race of the risen Lord. So it's a perfect time, those 50 days between Easter and Pentecost. And then I want you to be praying for what we're going to do after that. And I should have even already told you what's going to happen in Lent. I'll save that for maybe tomorrow on the wake-up call. We have a great resource called Jesus the Stranger coming out for Lent. Anyway, I want to apologize for this kind of sharing. I don't want the wake-up call to be an infomercial, but guys, we're not selling here. We're sowing, and we're bearing witness to the Word of God, and we want more and more people waking up. That's the bottom line. That's all a great awakening is a tipping point on people waking up and throwing in their whole life with Jesus. So, yeah, how do you punch the devil by saying the word of God. I want to hear your declarations. I got a bunch I do every day, all throughout the day. I'll share that sometime. You hear it from me all the time anyway. Let's sing. You ready? A mighty fortress is our God. A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. Our helper, he amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing. For still our ancient foe doth seek to work us woe. His craft and power are great, and armed with cruel hate. On earth is not his equal. Did we in our own strength confide, our striving would be losing. Were not the right man on our side, the man of God's own choosing. You ask who that may be. Christ Jesus, it is he. Lord Sabaoth, his name, from age to age the same. And he must win the battle. And though this world with devils filled should threaten to undo us, we will not fear, for God hath willed his truth to triumph through us. The prince of darkness grim, we tremble not for him. His rage we can endure, for lo, his doom is sure. One little word shall fell him. That word above all earthly powers, no thanks to them abideth. The Spirit and the gifts are ours through him who with us sideth. Let goods and kindred go, this mortal life also, the body they may kill. God's truth abideth still. His kingdom is forever. Amen. What a hymn. I did my best. That's not the easiest hymn to sing without a massive organ with all the stops pulled out behind it, but we did it. And, you know, how do you punch the devil? By saying the word of God. Listen, one more invitation here. I want you to come, if you can, to our new room gathering in Atlanta next month, February 20, 21, 22. I got one more reason in the PS today to join us. It's Carolyn Moore, okay? Carolyn Moore is one of my longtime dear friends, and she's going to be one of the keynote leaders. We began our friendship at Asbury Seminary 30 years ago, and Carolyn became Seedbed's first author. And she's been a preacher, a teacher, a church planter, a healer. She's a rock star in the kingdom of God. And she's a newly minted and highly consecrated bishop in the Global Methodist Church. So yeah, she's the real deal. And she's been a mainstay in the New Room lineup for years. I'm so happy she's joining us in Atlanta with Steve Siemens and John Thompson. As I told you, I'll be there and in the mix. And these are just great opportunities to be together in the presence of God. He always does things, many things that we didn't have any idea he was going to do that weren't in the program. We say this is a meeting with Jesus, and he sets the agenda. And so we come eager and expectant, and oftentimes have no idea all that's going to happen. Anyhow, check the PS today, the links there, little video that tells you more about it. the registration, all that. Hey, guys, it's been a lot for Monday, I know, but we're embarked now. We're launched into this day. Won't come back. Let's get our seeds. Lots of soil we're going to come across today. Good soil, all kinds of soil. Let's just sow extravagantly. I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend. Leave us a rating and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.